Plant for summer color now to brighten your yard before the fall colors return. We have recommendations next on Western Life Radio.
Get ready to ride PWCs and OHVs this summer season with Utah State Parks Online Education. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Plant now to bring out the color. Later this summer, Alex Grover with Quarter Acre Homestead make some suggestions.
Late summer blooming flowers. From a honeybee perspective, our nectar flow ends about mid-July most years. That means all our good trees, a lot of our early flowers are done, and there's just not as many flowers out in the landscape of any sort. The honeybees, they'll feed on marigolds, they'll feed off of salvia, they'll feed off of Ageratum, if anybody actually plants that in this area. I know a few places to get it, so I know somebody plants it. But the zinnias are pretty good, and the salvia is pretty good. But these are still marginal, actually, compared to some of the great things like the lavender and the annual salvia that you have earlier. So I like to see late-blooming flowers. Coneflower echinacea is a good plant for the honeybees, but I love agastache. And now there's a lot of different species of agastache, but I can break them into two groups. The ones that are pollinated by hummingbirds and by butterflies, and those that are pollinated by honeybees. And bumblebees will do a bit more crossing, but they really still like a lot of the same flowers that honeybees do. And those ones that, either way, those are great plants because they're feeding animals in the season when there's not a lot of food. Since you're going to be watering your landscape a little bit at least, you should have some of these great late-blooming flowers that will also feed the critters. There's a new agastache. It's called Blue Boa, and this is one I'm really fascinated with.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.